This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The public debate on Australian refugee policy took a nasty turn recently when the Prime Minister attacked the President of the Human Rights Commission for what he called a partisan report on children in detention. Tony Abbott's attack was a response to the Commission's report titled The Forgotten Children. The target of the attack was the Commission's President, Gillian Triggs. Gerhard Hofstadter is an anthropologist at the University of Queensland and contributed to a submission from the Anthropology Association to the Australian Human Rights Commission's report. He puts the recent controversy in context.
So this report by the Australian Human Rights Commission actually has a bit of a history that goes back about 10 years when the first report was done, because under John Howard, a previous Prime Minister, who instituted the so-called Pacific Solution, where people were put into mandatory detention, refugees who arrived in, or asylum seekers who arrived in Australia. And a couple of years afterwards, the Human Rights Commission did a report on children in detention. And that was about 10 years ago. So the current president of the Human Rights Commission wanted to do another report at the 10-year mark. But in 2013, an election was called, so she didn't want to do it during the election, so she waited to see if the new government was going to change their policies. And when she saw that they weren't changing policies for the better of the children, she announced to the government that she was going to do another report on children in detention, and this is the outcome that's been tabled at the beginning of this year.
We asked him what conditions are like in these detention camps.
I haven't been in the detention centres, but from the reports I've read, it's very bad. I mean, the first thing to note is anyone who arrives in Australia now is subject to mandatory detention, and then in most cases they're sent to Nauru or Manus for indefinite detention. And detention of people who have not done anything illegal in that sense, because seeking asylum under the UN Refugee Convention that Australia has signed up to is a legal right. Now, the Australians, there's still debate whether they're actually breaking the UN Convention and whether the UN Convention actually has any real meaning anymore. But I think in any case, the incarceration of people who haven't done anything wrong at that point, especially the incarceration of children, is deplorable. And the conditions are very bad, and especially for children at an early but also later age. It has huge impact on their development. Already a lot of the children will have trauma from the places that they fled, for the reasons they fled, and there's very little in terms of support and, you know, very little in terms of education, health, especially mental health services, and in general community. You know, they're often apart from their families, that's unaccompanied minors, but even those who are with families, there's a huge problem when children come of age. Now, some of them don't have documentation anymore, but if the government determines that they're now 18, they're what's called aged out of the detention where children are kept into the adult detention centres. And that is, again, huge disruption. Children might be taken away from their families, put with total strangers. You have, you know, prison-like circumstances where people with mental health issues, with trauma, huge pressure, daily pressure that they live under. So you have issues of abuse, but also things like boredom. People have nothing to do. They have no work. They can't work. They're trapped in a confined environment. So it's very, very harsh living conditions. And as you can imagine, it's especially hard for children.
Australia's refugee policy has changed over successive administrations. Gerhard explains.
The government's policy is what's keeping the children in detention. And previously under Rudd and under Gillard, mandatory detention means, initially it meant that if somebody comes by boat, the government doesn't know who that person is. Often people have destroyed their documents, their passports, so the government's position was we put them into mandatory detention to do a health check and find out who they are and assess their claim to be a refugee. Now under Rudd and Gillard, the initial mandatory detention for most people was quite short, and people were then released into the community under different programs. Unaccompanied minors were put into sort of community housing, so they weren't detained. The new policy by the current government is to really deter people from even thinking about getting on a boat. The policy now is, if you come by boat, you will not be resettled in Australia. So if you arrive by boat, the Navy collects you, maybe processes you in Christmas Island and then sends you to Nauru or to Manus. Those people don't even get to see Australia. And that's the whole idea of the government policy. It's very punitive. It's to tell people, if you engage a people smuggler from Indonesia or Sri Lanka, then you will never get to Australia.
So why was Prime Minister Tony Abbott so incensed?
Well, Tony Abbott thinks that the report by Gillian Triggs and the Human Rights Commission is, I think, what he called blatantly politically motivated. And I think he feels aggrieved because at the time of the Rudd Gillard government, the former Labour government, there were more children in detention. At the height of it, I think it was almost 2,000, 1,922. And now it's down to about 200 children in detention. And so he feels aggrieved that this report didn't come out sooner to basically tell off the Labour government. His government is only a year in government and has to deal with really bad press about what happens in detention. But I think, you know, he's trying to score cheap political points because his government had the chance to do something about it. And as I said earlier, previously children were in detention. There were more children in detention, but they were in detention for shorter periods of time. Now children are in detention for a much longer period of time. Maybe less children, but the suffering is prolonged. So he's attacked the commissioner to score political points and in a way to make it political rather than make it about the humanitarian issue that's at stake, that Australia has lost all moral, well, it's lost its moral compass, but also any moral stance it may have in talking to other countries in the region about how they're treating their refugees.
The attack on the president of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs, has some serious implications, not least for the children the report was intended to help.
Well, it was really quite terrible because Gillian Triggs, you know, she's part of the statutory body of the government, in fact. And she told the government she was going to do the report. And the Attorney General, in fact, at a Senate hearing, I think last week, he is supposed to protect what are, in effect, civil servants such as Gillian Triggs. And when she talked about her report, she was really attacked quite viciously by some of the senators from the Liberal National Party. And he didn't, in fact, protect her from those attacks, but he himself made attacks against her, which was quite shocking for a civil servant to be attacked by her own minister in that way. And I think that that sent some shockwaves in terms of how the government is dealing with what is a humanitarian issue at its heart by making everything political and making everything too political in the sense that they're acting like an opposition. Whilst they're actually in government, they can actually do things. They should have taken the report, looked at it and said, okay, how do we make things better? Instead, they didn't want to change any of the policies. They'd rather attack the report, its standing. Gillian Triggs at the Senate actually said that she was offered another job just before the report was tabled. So it doesn't seem like the government is taking this very seriously. It's still so focused on what it calls its Operation Sovereign Borders. As I said, it's all about sovereignty, it's about border protection, so which is all geared to a domestic audience of looking hardline and strong rather than thinking about humanitarian issues and helping, in this case, the children in detention.
That was Gerhard Hofstadter, an anthropologist at the University of Queensland. With most voters supporting harsh policies against refugees arriving by boat, will the children continue to be victims of party political contestations and a political discourse that emphasizes national sovereignty over humanitarian concerns? I'm Sharad Kudin, reporting for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.